You're listening to Perspective on WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. I'm Melissa Kay, bringing you news in our community. During this interview, I'm talking with Lincoln High School Principal Kelly Zwecki and Lincoln High School Athletic Director Chris Veit on Friday, July 24th, 2026. Thank you for joining me, Kelly and Chris, to bring the community an update from the Wisconsin Rapids Public School District.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thanks for having us.
It's great to have you here. Well, I'm going to start the conversation with you, Kelly. This is the first time we've met, and you are the new principal at Lincoln High School. Can you share with our listening audience a little bit about yourself, your background, and what brought you here?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've actually been an associate principal at Lincoln High School for the last 7 years. I grew up in a small town about a half an hour southeast of Appleton called Stockbridge. I did my bachelor's at UWSP. I then in family consumer ed, where I then taught in Mosinee and at Spash. I received my master's from UW Oshkosh and have been at Lincoln since 2019.
Okay, so you're very familiar with the area.
This isn't actually a new
venture for you. You're just moving up the ladder.
Yeah, I've lived in central Wisconsin, the Point area, since 2002.
Okay.
So I currently live with my husband, Dave. We have two boys, Ethan, who's 19, who is a traveling welder, and Zach, who is 10, who's going to be a fifth grader this year.
Oh, wow. Traveling welder. That's got to be some interesting stories coming back to you.
It is definitely interesting, for sure.
Does he do, like, scary stuff, like climb up on high things and...
A little bit. He right now is kind of working in some factories. He's done a little bit of traveling to Michigan and Indiana, and it will soon be traveling to Texas.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great.
So for you, was being a high school principal always a goal for you?
I don't think so. I think actually I'm probably more of take the opportunities as they come and see where life leads you type of individual. So I actually, while I was in high school, earned my cosmetology degree. Oh. High school was not always my favorite place to be. So my mom and my school counselor at the time worked together to find me an opportunity to be able to get my cosmetology license while I was still in high school.
Wow.
So just kind of took advantage of that opportunity that helped pay my way through college.
I was just going to ask.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's just been a great opportunity, more or less believing in the people around me that saw my potential and taking advantage of the opportunities that came. So it's worked out pretty well.
So you've been in this new position for less than a month.
I have.
How are you finding the transition?
Good. I think it's very helpful that I have been a part of the school for the last 7 years. So for me, it's not learning the people or learning the building. It's, you know, refining some of the wonderful processes that we have. How can we fine tune some of our current existing policies and practices is more or less the goal of our admin team this year.
Okay. And are there other new people on the admin team?
There actually is not. We actually reduced our admin team by one person. So they are not, the school district chose not to fill my position. And so the two other associate principals, Ashley Tesmer and Jack Smalley, they will be our two APs where we usually had three.
Okay. So a little bit more of a attrition type situation.
Yeah.
More duties, doing more with less, as schools are so often asked
to do. Absolutely. And we're trying to be very cognitive of that and just making sure that we're doing what we can, working the extra, doing the extra things to make sure that we can support our community and students as best as we can.
Okay. Well, we're here in the thick of summer, you're getting ready to, you're already, I'm sure, well into the planning for back to school.
We are.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So this year for some of our hopes for back to school for our school is that we want to, you know, continue to focus on non-compliant behaviors and attendance, getting the students to class on time. Last year, we made excellent strides in reducing behaviors by over 50% in the building. Mm-hmm. Along with reducing tardies for our students by 30%. Students were attending more days of school.
How many minutes do you have in passing time?
7, which is plenty.
That is plenty.
It is plenty.
I think we had 4.
Yeah, it is plenty.
Although Lincoln is a pretty big building.
It is, but if you're focused and you're determined to where you need to be, mm-hmm. you can easily get there on time.
Yes, and a bathroom break.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we do have some back-to-school schedule pickup dates. August 19th. From 2:30 to 7, August 20th from 11 until 4, August 25th from 2:30 until 7. On that August 19th date at 4:30 to 5:30 in the PAC, we're going to have a parent meeting for new students or incoming freshmen. Incoming freshmen and those new students will actually have we started last year with a new student and freshman only first day. So the rest of the student body didn't come on the actual first day of the school year. We dedicated it to those freshmen and new students so they can get acclimated with the building. They can learn routines, meet some of their teachers, learn where their classes are.
With the fourth of the amount of population
absolutely.
Makes a world of difference.
And it was great. Our teachers got to, really get to know some of the kids that they're going to be working with. And those students then really felt comfortable. The lunch line can be a really daunting space when there's, hundreds of kids trying to get through, and most of them, three quarters of them, already know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So just making sure that they know, how to navigate that, how to get their lunch, where the bathrooms are, how to open their lockers, mm-hmm. how to all those simple things.
It's got to reduce so much stress for those students.
Absolutely. So that's our big goal of that day on September 1st. And then the rest of our student body, we will welcome everybody on September 2nd.
Okay.
Yeah.
And let's go over those parent date, those meeting dates again for the incoming new students and freshmen.
For sure. So schedule pickups, that's where you'll come. You'll pay your book and material fees. If you want to buy parking passes, they'll pick up their schedules, get their school pictures taken, all those nuts and bolts of getting yourself set for the school year. They can go put stuff in their locker, check old classes, walk around the building. So the schedule pickups, again, are August 19th, 2:30 to 7, August 20th, 11 to 4, August 25th, 2:30 to 7 again, and with that new student and freshman meeting in the PAC. It's not required that you attend. There is going to be a video that gets put out that you can gather all of that information to, but if you want to attend the in-person option, you can. That's on August 19th from 4:30 to 5:30. As a reminder, before you attend, there is that online verification stuff that parents need to complete for their students. So just making sure that you're getting all of that stuff done in Skyward.
And is that Parent Square?
In Skyward.
In Skyward. Okay. Yep. And then where do they sign up for notifications then? Through Skyward?
Through Parent Square. And they will, in our back-to-school newsletter, we will have QR codes and stuff that they can get all of those apps downloaded.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
So let's talk now a little bit about some of the focuses for this year. One of the biggest changes is that students are not going to be allowed to have any personal communication devices in the classroom, correct?
Correct. So in accordance with state law, personal communication devices, including cell phones and smartwatches, are no longer permitted in educational environments. So students will be required to keep those devices in their lockers during the school day. They may access them during their passing time, during lunches, before and after school, but they need to keep them in their lockers, and they will not be welcome in those classroom spaces in any capacity.
And that is just a blanket rule.
It is a blanket rule.
Which should simplify things.
Yes. Yes. I hope.
That's always the goal, right?
Yeah. One of the other big changes that we're making is during first and second hour, we have some built-in intervention time in the building. Students previously could go to any teacher that they needed to, get additional supports and help, maybe retake tests, ask questions.
Is that Lincoln Launch?
Nope. This is Raider Pride time. RPT time.
Yep. Okay.
So that time, it was great. It is great. However, we needed to fine-tune. So again, our theme of making sure we're fine-tuning and really utilizing the time and the resources that we have to the best of our abilities. Mm-hmm. So that Raider Pride time has now been restructured to provide purposeful academic supports and reteaching for students who have not quite mastered those learning objectives, standards, or essential skills. Because we believe that all students can achieve at high levels. So we're going to make sure that we are dedicating that time very specifically to that. So teachers are now going to request very specific students. Mm. Students will then go to those specific teachers. The whole school will have a designated spot that they need to go to. hopefully creating less wandering or less, you know, just hanging out in spaces and chit-chat time. We believe social interactions are super important, but so is making sure that we're achieving at those high levels.
Focusing on those academic skills that are maybe just a little bit shy of where they need to be.
Absolutely. That's our goal.
All right. Are there any other changes and initiatives that you want to touch on?
I think for the most part, the only other new big thing that's going to be coming up in the next month or so is we were very fortunate to have a generous donation to have the UW Marching Band come. They're going to be playing. This will be a great segue into Mr. Fight here. The UW Marching Band is going to be at Lincoln High School on Southwood County Stadium Field on September 25th.
Oh, wow.
The whole band will be coming. They'll be doing the run-on. They'll be doing pregame stuff. They'll be doing part of the halftime show. And then they're going to stay and do the fifth quarter and do an extra performance for fans.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So tickets will soon be available to purchase. We're working out some fine details before we put all that out there, but it's going to be awesome.
Wonderful. Well, that is a great segue into Mr. Fight. And we'll just take a brief pause here to hear from our sponsors. I'm Melissa Kay, talking with Lincoln High School Principal Kelly Zwecki, and soon with Athletic Director Chris Veit. And you're listening to Perspective on 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, WFHR. Welcome. You're listening to Perspective on WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. I'm Melissa Kay, bringing you news in our community. I've been speaking with Lincoln High School Principal Kelly Zwecki and Lincoln High School Athletic Director Chris Veit of the Wisconsin Rapids Public School District. And where we left off, I was speaking with Kelly about some of the incoming things for the new school year, some of the changes. And one of the exciting things coming is, you said, the UW Marching Band. So now, Chris, we're going to transition over to you. If you could just briefly introduce yourself to the audience and tell us about being Athletic Director at Lincoln High School.
Yeah, this is my seventh year. I'll be starting my seventh year as the Lincoln High School Athletic Director. I have a criminal justice degree back when I graduated from high school. It took me a little while to get into education, but now I've been at Wisconsin Rapids for the last 20 plus years in education, and I've been an athletic director in the district for 11 years now. I was 4 years at the middle school prior to the 7 years now at Lincoln High School.
Okay, so 7 years. You've really gotten a lot of time to get things going and implement things that you would like. How excited are you about the UW Marching Band coming?
Oh, it's going to be awesome. You know, obviously it adds one more dimension to a Friday night, which is going to be awesome. We're playing Eau Claire Memorial that night, and actually Assumption plays right before us on the same field, so it's going to be a very busy night with a lot of activities going on at the
venue. Absolutely. Well, this is we're just in the weeks before the school year starts here at the end of summer, and these have to be important weeks for student athletes and for the athletic department as a whole. Let's talk about what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, within the next couple of weeks, we have football starting here coming up on August 4th already. So obviously one thing has changed over the last 2 years now, that coaches have been able to have more contact with kids throughout the summer. So they've had a lot more engagement with kids. There's only 1 week that they are required to be, basically have no contact, but obviously, now with, the way that's changed, that we've had a lot more activity with our student athletes, which I think it's been a good change, but obviously you also want to give them balance of, you know, so that's a very new thing to our coaches, which, you know, we're still working through. But obviously, like I said, we have football starting August 4th. Girls golf, girls tennis start the 10th of August. Girls swimming starts on the 11th, which is kind of an oddball there, but does start on a Tuesday. And then girls volleyball and boys and girls cross country and boys soccer start on the 17th. So, yes, there's a lot going on. And with all the sports starting, obviously, it's a great time to remind student athletes and parents to make sure that student athletes have their physicals and then all their online forms done prior to the season starting. So we're excited to get all that going.
Are those online forms available through the website, through Skyward?
Online forms will be available in Parent Square. So they'll be sent out and they'll be available there. The physicals, obviously, have to take care of through a doctor. And we've had a lot of opportunities to get some free physicals throughout. The community has been very gracious, and some of the clinics of town have provided those, so that's awesome, and hopefully that has helped us jumpstart this fall season.
Mm-hmm. And that was a lot of different sports that you mentioned. How many coaches do you have?
Well, throughout the year, we actually hire close to 100 different coaches.
Wow.
It's a lot. I would say every sport is different because of the nature of the sport. Some of the smaller sports you might only have one or two coaches. A sport like football, it could be up to close to 10 coaches, because obviously there's various different levels in a lot of those sports. So it varies per sports, per season. Obviously, we want to have enough coaches there to kind of balance out how many athletes we have. So some of it's dependent on how many athletes show up to play. In each season, we have probably close to 300 athletes involved in our athletic programs, which is great. So obviously, we're continually looking for coaches. So if anybody's ever interested, they can always contact us if they have interest in being part of that.
You read my mind. I was going to ask you, are there a lot of returning coaches? Are they all from this area? Where do you find coaches?
Well, that is it's an interesting, you could say, problem situation. Sometimes it's hard. We've had a lot of coaches retire after being there a long time in the last few years. We've had multiple coaches with 20 plus years of experience. We've had a lot of transition, and we've been able to fill those, in which we have some very sometimes young and sometimes inexperienced, but obviously it's a process, and we're trying to post positions online to try to get individuals that are interested to apply for those, and we do our best to train them, and obviously hopefully they come in with some knowledge that will obviously give our kids a great experience.
And are these like a paid position for a coach?
Yes, most of them are paid. We do have volunteers that also help out. So like even if somebody wants to volunteer, we're always willing to open our doors to those people. And obviously we just go through some onboarding things with them and making sure that...
Is that like a mentorship type program?
Yeah, we do. And we obviously work with them. Sometimes we put coaches with them to kind of help them through the process.
Okay. Do you ever work with like UW's Stevens Point to see if there's people going through their athletic program there that'd be interested?
Yeah, we've reached out to them, and we occasionally will get some of the students that are over there. It's a little challenging with their class schedule sometimes and being consistently available, but we do occasionally get a few from there. A lot of those individuals end up over in the Point School District because it's a lot easier with
closer.
Just a little bit of a travel difference that does create it. But every once in a while, we actually get a lot of some of our officials from students that are at UWSP, which is great. That also helps, which is, it's becoming more of an issue in high school athletics with finding officials.
I suppose, which is also another paid position.
Absolutely, yeah. Yep, those are paid positions also, and obviously they're all a very important part of the what we need here for high school athletics.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to have somebody following the rules, right?
that's part of the game. It's sometimes it's,
I don't claim to know a whole lot about sports because I don't watch them. I did play them when I was younger, not officially, but sports are I think very, very important for students in learning teamwork and how to solve together. And talk for a little bit about some of the benefits of being in school athletics.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, a lot of times, you talk about athletics, you think about the physical aspect of it, but we really talk to our coaches about building relationships, and that's probably one of the main things that you'll hear come out of my mouth, and obviously the coaches relay to them, is that this is about having relationships with student athletes and building rapport that helps them become a better person as they leave high school. Obviously everybody wants to be a state champion, but that's just not realistic for every person, and that there's a process that they go through that we want to help them become better people and developing responsibility and consistency and trying to find ways to motivate themselves and finding the thing that drives them is very important. We talk to our coaches about trying to give our student athletes the skills to be successful once they leave our programs.
Because a lot of that, teamwork in itself, knowing that other people are relying on you to be able to accomplish this goal together, those are great just life goal experiences to implement in other parts of your life.
Absolutely. I think there's a lot of students that, they use high school athletics to help them in the classroom. And, there's we call our student athletes for a reason, because it's all an extension of the classroom, and we want obviously those same messages being relayed in the classroom that show up on the field or the playing area for them. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, now let's shift for a little bit and talk about some of the state tournaments that are hosted at Lincoln High School.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things we always talk about is in our programs also is trying to connect to the community. I think one thing that we do as a program is we host two of the state finals championships here at Lincoln High School. Obviously, our state cross-country tournament that has been here since 1988, which has been a long time. We did have one year that we were not able to host it because of COVID, and in 2020. But, you know, every year since then, you know, obviously the Ridges has opened their doors and helped us host that. So we're very thankful to them. And obviously, we just continue, you know, that state final meet brings in close to 10,000 people into our community, which
is a big boon for the economic.
Absolutely. And you know, we continue to find ways to, obviously nothing's getting any cheaper, so we got to continue to find ways, you know, to work with our community to obviously make this event, because we think it's very important. So that state tournament this year is October 31st. It's a great, if you haven't ever seen it, it is one of the most amazing things you'll get to watch when people run around Ridges Golf Course tracking these athletes. It's a very cool tournament, and a lot of people will say it's one of the best tournaments that they've ever experienced. Hmm. We also host the November 14th, we host the 8-player state finals for football. Okay. Obviously, the way the transition with football right now is a lot of the numbers are dropping in schools, so a lot of these smaller schools are having a hard time having 11 players on the field at a time. So there's an 8-player state championship, and we've been hosting that for the last 5-plus years. So, and we continue to, again, host both of those tournaments here this fall. So.
Okay, wonderful. Well, are there any other things that you want to let students know about coming up with athletics this year?
We do have an informational meeting, our code meeting, that is August 3rd this year at 7 p.m. It's a great opportunity to meet the athletic department and some of the coaches. And obviously, we just go through what athletics is like at Lincoln High School. And we encourage, we like to have it mandatory for all freshmen to be there. We encourage everyone to attend, though, because it's a great reminder for a lot of things that we cover and expect. And just trying to build that community within our athletic program.
And is that for parents and students?
Yes,
just students?
Absolutely both. Parents and students are welcome, and great to have them both there.
Wonderful. Well, it's been a delight speaking with both of you today. I'm Melissa Kay, talking with Lincoln High School Principal Kelly Zwecki and Lincoln High School Athletic Director Chris Veit with the Wisconsin Rapids Public School District. Thank you for taking the time to talk with me today, Kelly and Chris.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And thank you to listeners joining us for news in our community on Perspective 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, WFHR.